This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Being able to adjust is something that you have to be able to do. And I thought overall we did a pretty good job of that. And then the last thing I think is just for anybody going through something the first time, it's everything's a first time. So now you've been in those situations and now you're a little bit more scarred per se, based on the situations and how fast those things can come up. So those are some of the things that I think I learned. Looking forward to year two.
Joe Brady, Bills offensive coordinator. Bobby Babich. They both spoke yesterday. That's Babich, year two for him.
Babich has a little more gravel to the voice.
Yes.
I would say.
Yeah, it was just Brady and Babich both spoke yesterday. No Allen, no Cook.
Think it'll be the last year with Brady?
I do.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you put it at minus money? I mean, Allen's going to have a good year.
Yeah.
They're going to be a good offense, and he'll get a job.
He'll get a job. Guys like him get a job. Young offensive coordinator, great offense. Even if you have the elite quarterback, you're still going to get credit.
Yep.
And he should. He should get a good amount of credit for reforming their offense. It is a much more efficient offense than what its predecessor had.
You wonder how much credit,
Dorsey, how
much credit he'll get for it. And like, will he be as hot a name as Ben Johnson was? Because I don't think he will.
No, not as much as Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson was, you're doing it with Jared Goff. On some level, there's going to be, you're doing it with Josh Allen.
But you're doing it with Jared Goff, and you're doing it. Well, I guess Brady, this is true too. Johnson got credit because it felt like he was doing it. Like, he's the mastermind of the offense, right? Like, his coach isn't a play caller. Like, that is your offense. But that would be true of Brady also, because McDermott being a defensive-minded guy, you're not losing credit because, well, it's more of your head coach's offense. Caller last segment brought up Eric Bieniemy. Like, Bieniemy probably never got a job more because of personality stuff. But he definitely lost credit because it was Andy Reid's offense.
Yeah.
Brady will get credit for that. There's no credit that's going to be attributed to McDermott for their offense by another team, I don't think.
No, that's right.
So I would think there's a very good chance, minus money, I would make it favored. Yeah, that he's going into his last year as the Bills coordinator. I wouldn't rule out, though, that he is back after this year. You don't know how many jobs will become available. You don't know which coordinators will, which head coaches that don't feel like they'd get fired right now will get fired and become hot candidates. So you never know how it'll go. I don't want to assume that this is the last year for him here.
803-0550. You know, sometimes, by the way, happy Wednesday. Good morning. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. It's a beautiful day out there. supposed to be beautiful all day today, so you know, enjoy it. Get out there and enjoy it if you can. Sometimes when we're talking about these things, I think we drift to the things that could go wrong, and that might be because so many things are expected to go right.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
There are things this team will need, but the floor, we just kind of live in a world where the floor is 10 wins. The floor is the division. Feels mm-hmm. like if they don't win the division, I mean, that would be a
be stunning.
Shocker. They're
stunning.
They're the biggest favorite to win their own division in the entire NFL.
By a lot, I think, too.
And, you know, not to kind of sound like doom and gloom guys, because I don't think that's at all how we feel. It's just a matter of, like, every once in a while you're picking through, like, all right, what's got you worried? I mean, anybody have an answer to that? 803-0550? What's got you really worried? Not they could be better at a spot. I think they could be better at certain spots, for sure. But what's got me worried about them? Where do I think the fatal flaw is, if there is one? It's not that easy to find. For some people, that is McDermott. Not for me. And if there's a fatal flaw here somewhere, is it still receivers? Last year, I would have gone into the year, and last couple of years, I would have gone into the year saying I think they have a flaw at receiver, because going back to Gabe Davis as their number two, or last year, of course, you know, they're entering training camp with MVS and thinking that's going to work out. I don't think the receiver is a fatal flaw this time. I saw what they did last year. I don't worry about the offensive coordinator. I don't worry about too many things. Like what has you worried? Is it hard to find?
It's very hard to find because they are that good.
They're good at a lot of things.
They have a pretty whole roster that doesn't have, well, tough word then to use there, because I was going to say they don't have many holes. They're a complete roster. So that being said, like when I think of that question, it is all about a couple of teams, and one in particular that I continue to watch the Bills in these moments get outcoached. And that's my worry. That they have a fatal flaw that
the worry
every
is,
time I go play Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo, I'm going to get a play, like on fourth down, where they've got something in the holster ready for McDermott and Babich and Brady that they're not going to be ready for, and it's going to be the right play at the right time, and they're going to lose a close game because those two over there are terrifying. That's my worry.
They are better equipped to handle that play. Right?
That specific play or just the idea
the
of...
The specific play.
The specific play, yes.
Yeah.
They've seen it now.
But what you're saying is that no matter what, no matter who you have, that play is going to be schemed up, and Spagnuolo's going to have something for you.
And it's not going to be the same thing. The next time, they're going to be... It's a very good chance. They're going to play the Chiefs again in the playoffs this year. I don't even care where it is. It's going to be the divisional round. It's going to be the AFC championship game, and both quarterbacks are unbelievable, and both teams are great.
Just wait till the Chiefs miss. That's going to be great.
Or maybe that'll happen. Oh, that'd be beautiful.
It would be great.
Maybe, yeah.
Not for fear's sake. Just for the sake that it just would be great.
I heard Mike Shope say yesterday, like, maybe he'll just decide to play baseball one year.
Yeah.
Do the Michael Jordan. So regardless, if that doesn't happen, there's a very good chance they're going to be locked in another close game because these teams are, the margin is razor thin in these games. But they always come out just that little margin ahead because they often, I think, have something dialed up in those spots that the Bills have never seen. And I'd love to see that go the other way. I'd love to see, you know, the Bills, thinking about that game specifically, a lot of it for me was Spagnuolo with that play on fourth down and the Bills doing something they've done all year, which is just, we're going to go left on our QB sneak. The thing you've seen a million times, we're going to just do it again.
I mean, it has worked
over
a lot.
But that's the thing. Like, it's worked a lot. They know, the Chiefs know it's worked a lot. They know it's coming. They know it's coming. And that, I think, is a little, it's a minor difference, but it's a difference between the two. So, yeah, my worry is just that they're always going to come down to a close game against Kansas City, and I'm just worried that those two guys over there are always going to have the recipe that has them coming out just a little bit on top. Because that's really it. Right? I don't have much worry right now about the Bills' offense, or I think the Bills' defense is going to be really good. I have no worries about the division. I have no worries about the quarterback. Like, what else am I really supposed to be that afraid of right now? There's not much.
Right. The only thing you really get to
afraid
is...
Afraid of James Cook not showing up? I'm not afraid of that.
No.
Even if he didn't show up, I wouldn't be that afraid.
He did have big games.
He's, I mean, he in the AFC Championship game, also,
he had a big game against Denver.
He allows those sequences at the end to exist in the first place, because otherwise that game's a two-score game. If James Cook doesn't barrel through a guy that's bigger than him at the goal line and find a way into the end zone,
dive and reach over the goal line, right? It's a great play.
So if I were to keep it to the Bills roster and their, you know, their internal part of this for this discussion. I don't know. I would get to their defensive line again, maybe not being.
But that's the thing for me. Like, I don't even worry about that. I don't think they had a bad defensive line last year. It wasn't great. Again, like it's the same kind of thing. There's a place where they could be better. No one would dispute that. They could be better at defensive end, and hopefully the changes they made this year make them better there. They could be better next to Ed Oliver, and hopefully the changes they made will get them better next to Ed Oliver. They could be better at receiver, and hopefully, the, you know, and on and on. The big worries. Last year, safety would have been one.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, less so. You just hope that Cole Bishop, healthy, going to training camp, all that, that'll make a difference. That's something Bobby Babbage said yesterday. You know, Bishop, he was hurt to start training camp. Mm-hmm. And that might have been part of the problem. He didn't get those reps that he needed to get. So, you know, healthy Bishop, a part of it, and Rapp returning. Like, you just hope safety goes better than it did last year. But... yeah, I guess your answer to my question is like, what has you worried? And if you want to try this on, 803-0550 is our phone number. The answer to what has you worried, the answer is the teams that have beaten you before. You're still worried about the Chiefs. I might be less worried about the Chiefs than I am some other teams. You know, if there's one thing that I think about that...
How many other teams? Can't be many.
Not necessarily short term, but what I get to is... is another team, because for 2 years it was Bills Chiefs, Bills Chiefs, Bills Chiefs. And then the Ravens, I think, have firmly entered the chat, as they say.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Cincinnati is the team that's beat them.
That's right. But
so it's hard to.
I get to other teams that will, finger quotes here, enter the chat.
Mm-hmm.
In the next 5 years, does New England become a legitimate contender? I mean, no one would say they are right now, but that's in the range of possibilities. Does Jacksonville find a level because Liam Cohen unlocks a Trevor Lawrence that we've yet to really see from a productivity standpoint?
Mm-hmm.
You know, think 2 years ago, who would have said the Commanders were a team to worry about?
No.
Absolutely no one.
Nope.
Guess what? Now it looks like if you're in the NFC, they look like they've arrived. 4 years ago, who would have said this about the Lions? Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Lions are the class of the NFC. So, you know, it's constantly changing, and I don't think anybody should expect it to just be Bills Chiefs with the occasional Ravens for the next 7 years. Someone else will come up. Who will that be? Like, you know, time will tell. Will that be the Chargers? Because Jim Harbaugh does win everywhere he goes. So It's a little bit of that's kind of where this year feels like a big one. The division is yours. It should be yours. If New England is a surprise, chances are they surprise with 11, not 14 wins, right?
Yeah, not
14. 11 would be, wow, what a year for them. And looking at your schedule, looking at all your toughest games being at home, it's the kind of picture you'd paint to say, like, all right, this is the year. It's kind of set up for you to get to the playoffs and be in the best spot you can be. Ron and Alden is up. Hey, Ron, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, when we first drafted Kincaid, there's a lot of talk of maybe he's the next Kelce. You know, people say that kind of stuff all the time. But I think the flaw I see is from the coaching, the way they use him. I feel that they get much more use out of him. And it just seems like he's an afterthought a lot of times. And I'll just see what you guys think about that. Thank you.
It's one thing I wonder about when Brady was talking about, you know, production has nothing to do with everybody eats. That is... there's a lot of different – to me, there's like two different ways to interpret that. One is we don't care who produces because everybody is going to be a part of this offense. And that's kind of how I think most people adopted it. To me, a very small difference in the way that you would say that is sure, everybody's going to produce, but your job is not to aim for that. It's for every player to buy into their specific job while everybody is part of the offense. And for me, Kincaid is central to this. Will they scheme him, engineer him touches the way that they do for Shakir? Like, Shakir gets engineered touches in a game. We don't talk about it as forcing the ball to him, but they run him screens, and there's a reason he's one of the top receivers in the league in yards after catch, and that's because yards before catch, he is one of the leaders in the league in terms of not going very far. Hey, Josh, throw it to him. Bang. He's a yards after catch monster. Let's engineer him some touches in space to make some plays. Who else on this roster will deserve that? I think Kincaid could. Coleman was a great yak player. I want to see if they engineer touches for him in the same way. But, Kincaid being Kelsey, you got a long way to go. I think Kincaid, what Kincaid is this archetype of tight end that lots of teams have.
A lot of teams have it, and I question how much I even want them to engineer him the ball.
Yeah, just
when
they engineer touches. There's no doubt they do that for Shakir.
Shakir, though, I don't know. Like, the difference there might be Shakir is supposed to be a yak guy, right? Like, he is dangerous with the ball in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say he's not also a good route runner from the slot, but he's not somebody where if you were just going to line him up and let him go run their routes and throw no screens and throw nothing, within a couple yards of the line of scrimmage, that you would expect to be like a major difference maker. He'd be pretty good, I'm sure, but you wouldn't see these. Some of these special plays that he makes are plays that off the snap, before the snap even goes, you know this ball is going to Khalil Shakir.
Mm-hmm.
It's not five guys are running routes and Shakir happens to be the one that's open. There are some of those too, but that's not supposed to be Kincaid. Isn't Kincaid supposed to be the guy where he might be read number one, which you could qualify that as, well, that play is designed to go to him because Josh's first read is going to be to him. But isn't he supposed to be, everyone's running their routes, it's a pass play, it's a levels play where I got a guy going over top of him, maybe a guy going underneath him, and he's in the middle, and he shakes the linebacker loose, or he's bigger than the nickel corner, so his command of the ball is he's the most open player on the play. That's supposed to be through him, isn't it? That's not I'm throwing him a ball at the line of scrimmage and watching him go. That's not his value. His value, I thought, was supposed to be everyone goes runs and route their routes, and he's the best option out there. And that, to me, is more on him than it is on Joe Brady. And it's also on Allen, because Allen did miss him a lot last year. There might have been more of that happening than we realize, and Allen just missed him.
He missed him a lot, yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know. Forcing him the ball, engineering him the ball, like when Kelsey catches the ball from Mahomes, isn't it just more like the two are just symbiotic with like spacing and where the guy's going to be and finding an open hole? Like that, sometimes it feels like Kelsey does a little bit of the Stevie Johnson where he runs more of a route concept than he runs a route.
That's the chemistry. That's something
that's the chemistry between the two.
That's
right.
The incredible chemistry, and that's what Kincaid and Allen did not really have last year that hopefully can return.
Right, where those plays where Kincaid, you're supposed to run this route, but as the play develops, you notice that something else is open, so you sit in that open hole, and Josh is on the same mind meld with you, and that's when you get the ball. Like, those are the types of plays that I don't really see a lot between the two. And that's very different to me than, route designs and play designs and Brady having an idea before the snap of who's going to get the ball in this play. So I think there's a long way to go. You could argue right now that the chemistry between those two is worse than any two on the team because of the uncatchable target rate.
Yeah. The NBA, it's funny. We opened the show today talking about maybe we're guilty of making everything about the Bills and everything about Allen. Like, hey, if McDavid wins, does that feel like a win for the Allen type of player? He's clearly one of the best. He should have one.
Yeah.
How about the NBA Finals for this? Oklahoma City and Indiana, a team winning its first title.
Is that like Bills and Lions in the Super Bowl? Like someone's going to get there first.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be Oklahoma City in this case.
When's the last time two teams played in the Super Bowl that had never won?
Oh, that's an instant trivia question. The last time two teams had played in the Super Bowl
that had never won.
That had never won.
Like right, you're about to see in the NBA Finals.
Right. So you're going back. I mean, boy.
Problem is Kansas City and New England have been in it so often.
That's right. that's right.
The Chiefs, and the first time the Chiefs played, the Niners were the other team. So that doesn't help.
It's funny.
Chiefs won way back when anyway, didn't they?
Going all the way back to 1986 Giants-Broncos and now moving forward from there because neither of those teams had won it before then.
And you that's know, a long time
There's definitely going to be one. There's definitely going to be one before then, like Seattle. No, okay, Seattle played Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
This is fun. Somebody get the answer. You guys got somebody look it up. Of course, like Owen or Evan, get that answer. Are you looking it up?
I'm looking at a list of Super Bowls, and I'm 10 years back, and I don't see anything yet. Yeah.
New England played the Rams in 2001.
But the Rams had already won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's right. I'm just working through it here. The Saints and the Colts.
No, the Colts had just won a couple years before, and they beat the Bears, who had won in 85. So that doesn't work. Pittsburgh and Arizona doesn't work. Pittsburgh and Seattle doesn't work. New England and Philadelphia, no. New England playing the Rams in the first one is what ruins this. Bucks and Raiders. Raiders had won.
Yep.
Ravens and Giants. The Giants had won. Okay, here we go. What's the first Rams Super Bowl?
The first win?
Do they win before playing the Titans? They played the Titans in 1999. So that
Rams Titans 99.
That's going to be the answer, I think. Yeah, 25 years ago.
Okay.
Rams and Titans. Pretty rare, then.
How about who's the last team to win their first? Just win their first. Because it's been Bucks, Chiefs, Eagles.
I think the Eagles' first one against the
2017?
Patriots. Yeah. I think that was probably the last time a team won their first.
Kansas City. No, they won back early, like one of the first four.
Did they?
Yeah, they won Super Bowl IV.
Yep, there it is, over Minnesota. All right, so yeah, Eagles.
2017.
Yep.
And they have two now.
8 years, huh?
Yeah.
Since the teams won their first.
803-0550. Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast, coming up next segment. We threw him into the 830 segment, so we'll chat with him about his Ray Davis profile and expectations. You can give us a ring if you'd like. 803-0550, talking, you know, Bills, talking Super Bowl. What else you do on an 85-degree day in June? You talk about the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
I think about it a lot. You know, that's how it goes. Give us a ring. Joe Marino coming up next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I say I'm not a results guy, but, you know, when your season ends, the result is the result, right? And when you're the offense coordinator, you have your job is to score one more point than the opposing team, and we didn't get that done. That's what obviously, you know, makes it hard. That's what's tough is you walk away and you're like, hey, you know what? I didn't do a good enough job. And without getting into specifics, you know, that's really the thing. Our guys know, you know, I try to pride myself on, you know, when the guys come out of the game, they know that I put them in the best position. And I don't think any of our guys would say I didn't, but my job is to say, hey, we didn't win the football game. We didn't get to where we needed to get to. I didn't do a good enough job. And I prefer when it falls on my shoulders and not my guys.
Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady from yesterday's OTAs when asked about the final drive in Kansas City. OTAs rolling on. No Josh Allen, no James Cook. We go to the Western Hotline to chat with Joe Marino, as we do each and every Wednesday, here at the Locked On Bills podcast. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. Hope you're doing well.
Doing all right, yeah. You know, getting through OTAs. It's June football. It's high. I was working up a flow chart. Like, if you see a really sick play, like the Travis Hunter interception that did hit the ground, by the way, I saw somebody immediately post, like, yeah, but who's he covering on that play?
So, can they AI that into not having the ball actually hit the ground?
Maybe. The flow chart is if your team has a good play, it's awesome, and it's a sign of a breakout coming. Uh-huh. And if another team has a good play, it's like, come on, it's practice. It's practice. It's peak OTA season stuff.
It's that time of year, Jeremy. Yeah. We overreact to videos and pictures, and you know, at the end of the day, nobody's done anything.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, so it'll play itself out.
Yeah, we have ourselves to blame for being sickos for these NFL teams. Joe, I know your most recent episode of Locked On Bills, you did a little bit of a workup on Ray Davis for expectations. And, you know, there's the Ray Davis short-term conversation. And then there's, of course, Ray Davis as connected to the James Cook conversation. So take us through what you found when you were digging into what he did in his rookie year and maybe what steps there are for Ray Davis. You could kind of keep it with or without regard to James Cook.
Yeah, I think it's a big year for Ray Davis. It's his second season in the NFL, but obviously the James Cook situation elevates this. And I think that James Cook is going to be the Bills' lead running back this year in a very similar role that he had last year. But what Ray Davis does this year is probably going to define a lot for the Bills or give them the data that they need to look to him as a potential starter, right? And if they can actually move on from James Cook. And I don't think the extension will get done before the season. And so Ray Davis has a big opportunity ahead of him. I watched some film on Ray Davis just actually in the last week to kind of prime myself for some discussions coming up about Ray Davis. And I think he had a good rookie season, but I'll say this. He feels like a guy that was very focused on, when he got the ball, kind of running the play, which is good. You want him to run the play. But I think there's an instinctive part of Ray Davis's game that I'm hoping to see a little bit more of this year. And I think a lot about some of the zone runs, which was a big shift. He wasn't quite as much of a zone runner in college as he was asked to be last year for the Bills. And you could see, you know, when you're running zone, it's a lot about anticipating creases and, you know, the way that you work your feet to press the line of scrimmage and then kind of move the second level and then you kind of hit creases and get downhill. You know, it felt like that was not necessarily second nature for him. And I think with a year of time with the team, with an offseason, I think those types of details will help him take a step. And I think metrically there's two numbers that really stand out to me about Ray Davis's rookie season. The first one is that he was number four in the NFL among running backs that had at least 400 rushing yards. So 45 running backs had at least 400 rushing yards. He was number four among them in missed tackles forced per attempt. He was also number three among them in percentage of runs against stacked boxes, meaning eight or more defenders in the box. And so I think that speaks to a lot of the types of carries that Ray Davis was getting, whether it was short yardage or it was late in games where, you know, the Bills are trying to grind it out, you know, get out of the game and the defense knows they're running the football. And I'm impressed that he was able to have so much success navigating really congested areas of the field. I'm hoping that he gets more neutral run opportunities. I'm hoping that they get him involved a little bit more in the passing game. But, you know, I think lost in the James Cook discussion is this second-year running back. And usually you don't really think about running backs growing a lot. You know, they kind of come in close to their prime. But I think with Devin Singletary and James Cook as recent picks that have taken big steps in year two, I think Ray Davis is, you know, primed to show even more in his sophomore season.
You know, as you lay that out about Davis and what you think could still be there, and then mention Singletary and Cook, it sounds like as a running back and as a rookie, what you want to do is just kind of do what you're told. And Joe, are you kind of saying that with Davis, there might be a little bit more artistry to unlock as he gets comfortable with the basic job is?
Jeremy, that's a great way to put it. I think I was trying to find some simple terms to put that in, and I think you did. There's some artistry to unlock with Ray Davis, where, yes, I very much do what you're told. This is the track, go there. And I think, you know, with him, things becoming a little bit more second nature for him moving forward as he, you know, it's running the football is, yeah, you need to know the play, you need to know how to run the play, but a lot of it is just a feel off of your blockers. And knowing how they're, you know, based on certain fronts and different alignments, how they're going to attack that, and then being able to work off of it, which really only comes with reps. And, you know, Ray had a chance to, would he have 130 touches, something like that last year? It was good to get his feet wet, but, you know, even you heard Joe Brady talk about this yesterday, where, you know, he talked about how learning the position at the NFL level and being able to watch the film and take a step back and zoom out and, you know, coming in with that opportunity as opposed to coming out of your last season in college where you have a bowl season and an all-star circuit and a combine and you're learning how to jump a vertical jump as opposed to, you know, run a zone scheme. So I think he's going to be a lot better equipped to take a step and not that he had a good rookie season. He was third in yards among rookie running backs, but he was the eighth one drafted. He had a good rookie season. Let's not make any mistake about it. Had over 150 yards from scrimmage in his one start against the Jets. But there's definitely some room for growth, and that's actually exciting to me.
You mentioned how often he sees stacked boxes. Is that something you think is there anything Joe Brady you think could do to alleviate that a little bit, or do you think the way everyone's roles presents that it's maybe likely that he'll often see stacked boxes again?
Well, I think it's a bit of a product of when those carries came. Again, it was like so a lot of short yardage, a lot of late in games where, you know, everyone knows the Bills are going to run the ball. They're just trying to get out of a game. So I think sprinkling him in a little bit more when the game is neutral or the Bills are trailing to give him some better looks to run the football. But I think that's such important context because you might look at his raw numbers and think, oh, under 4 yards per carry, number four stuff rate in the NFL. You know, not a ton of yards after contact. He's 21st out of 45 backs in yards after contact per attempt, and that's kind of his calling card as a 5'8", 220-pound running back. His success metrics are average to below average, but then it's like, oh, yeah, he faced the third highest percentage of stacked boxes, and you think about the types of carries he got, and it makes a lot of sense for, okay, why some of the efficiency metrics are a little bit lagging behind. So I'm hoping that he gets a little bit more run in the game when, you know, it's not such an obvious, hey, we're handing the ball to Ray Davis, and, you know, everyone in the world knows it's a run play.
Joe Brady yesterday, Joe, was talking about, you know, positions and how he almost kind of said it again. We don't really have positions when talking about their pass catchers. And I guess the best example of that is not to really hone in on how they use their receivers, but how they use their running backs as receivers and how much the Bills get out of the running backs in the passing game.
Yeah, I feel like you put that one on a platter for me, Jeremy. One of the biggest things that I'm looking for this year is for the Bills to get running backs more involved in the passing game. They were, from an efficiency perspective, the best team in the league when targeting running backs. Number one in EPA per pass, number one in yards per attempt, number one in passer rating, number one in touchdown passes, but 20th in attempts, but third in yards, right? It feels like with how successful it was on 74 targets, you know, I'd love to see that number maybe even double, where you're talking 120, 150 targets for these running backs. And it's such a lethal part of what Josh Allen can tap into, because there's only so many things a defense can do to take things away. And obviously the Bills, with Josh Allen at quarterback, he puts maximum stress on a defense. And when Josh Allen is willing to just throw the ball to these running backs, it's just a lot to account for, because you take for granted the check downs or the flats, or, you know, the Josh Allen working a progression and then ultimately settling on a check down to the middle of the field to a running back that just has a middle linebacker to beat with 5 yards of space to work with. Like, the more Josh Allen does that, I think an offense that is already very efficient can become even more efficient. So, yeah, as good as those metrics were, it's a little disappointing to find out that they were only 20th in passing targets to running backs overall. And there's three good ones here, and Cook, Davis. You know, that's the thing about Ray Davis. You know, he had 7 or 9 receiving touchdowns his last year at Kentucky. Very high catch rate in terms of targets over the last 2 years. Buffalo this past year, I think he caught 17 of 19 targets. And at Kentucky his last year, I think it was like 30 of 32. An average over 10 yards per catch that last year at Kentucky. So there's a lot to tap into with these backs throwing the football. And we know the Bills have been after this, right? Like, you go back to the J.D. McKissic thing, the drafting of James Cook in the second round as a pass-catching back, the Nyheim Hines trade. You know, they've been trying to get some horses in the stable to throw the football to out of the backfield. Well, they got them. It's working. Now let's do it a little bit more.
Joe Brady, when getting that question yesterday, Joe, it was about Keon Coleman in the slot, and he got to talking about Coleman and Shakir and about all the guys knowing all the positions, their versatility. But those two were the two he talked about the most. How versatile do you appear, or do you see both of them to be? Both Coleman, who played mostly outside last year, his ability to kick inside, and then Shakir's ability to play all the different receiver spots.
Well, I respect that Joe Brady says that we don't really have positions and guys are interchangeable inside and outside, but that doesn't mean that there's not a primary spot that these guys operate from. I mean, you're looking at Keon Coleman, who played 88% of his snaps last year from wide alignments, not in the slot. You look at Khalil Shakir, who played 72% of his passing snaps from the slot. So, yeah, they are interchangeable, but there is a leading area where they do operate from. To answer your specific question about interchangeability, with Keon Coleman, you know, I think he is interchangeable to play inside and outside. In fact, I think there's probably a good case to be made that he's best. Like, Keon Coleman would be best as a power slot. But I don't know if that's where he's best for the Bills offense, where they have very good inside players and they want to work the middle of the field. And Keon Coleman is an outside presence that can win leverage battles and 50-50 balls and, you know, really work the numbers to the sideline. You know, that's going to be an important part of where, if he can win in that area, it's going to unlock more to the middle of the field, where the Bills have an abundance of guys that are best. With Khalil Shakir, I think he's optimized in the slot because of the shiftiness, because of the yards after catch. That's where he's going to be at his best. Where out wide, and you have to see him facing more press coverage with short arms and, you know, not necessarily a profile that is ideal for dealing with a lot of contact at the line of scrimmage. You know, he can do it, but he's not optimized there. So I think that there is an acknowledgement of guys are interchangeable, but they are going to be best at a certain spot. And there is a snap percentage that clearly tells us that the Bills like guys in certain spots more than others.
Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast. Joe, one very quick question. No Josh Allen at OTAs. He got married. An opportunity for Trubisky and Mike White. Are we going to get a camp battle, you think, there?
100%. Yeah, I think that's a wide-open QB2 battle. And the thing is, the Bills would – there's a financial element here. The Bills are tight on cap. They have $2 million in cap space, and they still have some work to do. I think they still have to sign Maxwell Harrison, if I'm not mistaken. And they're going to need operating funds for the season. Like, they need some cap space. Something will happen at some point to clear cap space. And with Trubisky, I think you free up $2.5 million if you move up, move on, where for Mike White, it's only $1 million. So I think Trubisky has to be $1 million in cap space better than Mike White to win the job. I think the Bills would be in trouble if either one has to play meaningful snaps. But I think that is a wide-open QB2 battle, and it's actually a pretty good one compared to, you know, what's been in place behind Josh,
yep,
you know, the last several years.
Knowing what you know about their careers, would you not think Mike White then might be the favorite? Like, would he be the favorite? How likely would you think that Trubisky would show them, I am $1 million better than Mike White?
Well, I think it starts with which one was at Josh Allen's wedding, right? I think that's
good, yeah. Some
volumes there. You know, Mitch and Josh are tight, right? They're good friends, and I think that's going to matter a ton. And I'll say this about Trubisky. I think he has more of an all-around skill set. There's a mobility component with Trubisky that you don't have with Mike White. And I think that matters a lot, too. Mm-hmm. I think running the passing offense, I'm concerned about either, but at least I get some mobility with Trubisky and, of course, the relationship with Josh Allen that we know the Bills really value in their quarterback depth.
Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast. Thanks, Joe. We'll chat again next week.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Joe Marino. You can also catch me and Joe and Jerry O on YouTube. The Locked On Bills podcast does a Bills squad show Mondays and Thursdays. We're live on YouTube and posts right in that channel. Have a good time chatting Bills with those two. So find us there. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. So what else?
There's a new golf show debuting today that I'm very, very interested in and whether it'll be good. You know Owen Wilson, guy?
Sure.
Everyone likes Owen Wilson, right? To an extent. He's not really the polarizing actor, I would say. He makes fun stuff. Well, he's in a golf show that's coming out today. And I can't ever remember there being a golf-based show that isn't a documentary ever. There's been movies, but I can't think of a show ever.
Hmm. Like a sitcom about golf?
Sitcom, I mean, I guess you wouldn't think it would be a drama. But, yeah, any show...
Won't it be both? Won't it be like Shrinking? The Apple shows that's funny and also drama?
Yes. Ted Lasso tried very hard to become that.
If Ted Lasso stopped being funny and started being...
But that's the problem, right? Yeah, right. They tried a little too hard.
The old dramedy. All right, 803-0550, our phone number. Ted Lasso's coming back, too. Season 4.
That's actually happening?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be better than season 3.
And season 3 was tough. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sal Capaccio coming up, top of the hour, to talk to us about Bills OTAs. And maybe we'll dig a little more into Bobby Babich and the expectation there, what he's got with his revamped front four. So talk about that with Sal coming up, top of the hour.
Yesterday, we talked a little bit about Jason Robertson in Dallas. Star player, no pun intended, he's elite. And he might be available for trade right now. I did a search yesterday on him. I was looking to read more about him from Dallas. When you type in Jason Robertson's name and you hit that little news tab at the top of Google, what you're going to find is that there are every 30 teams in the league, websites, media, are all arguing why he's the perfect idea for their team. And you know that's happening with GMs.
Yeah.
So yesterday you asked me, would I trade Benson and Paterka for Jason Robertson? You have to be the number one offer out of probably 20-plus offers. Benson and Paterka is not going to be the best offer.
Kulik and Benson and ninth overall.
How about Paterka, Benson, and number nine overall? It has to hurt. Whatever it is,
Paterka,
it has to hurt.
And Paterka and Kulik.
I don't think it's enough.
Not enough.
Someone will beat it. You could have that could be the number three offer, but if you want them, third's not good enough. It has to be number one.
All right. 803-0550. Stanley Cup final begins tonight from Edmonton. Very exciting. Very exciting.
I'm getting geared up, too, for the NBA finals tomorrow, even though everyone expects it to be a blowout. I'm optimistic. Maybe it'll be close. I would never pick the Pacers to win, but I've heard a couple arguments in recent days. Like, the Pacers, they have the second best record in the NBA since the new year, since January 1st. Like, if there's somebody that could go toe-to-toe with them, it might be them. But they are, like, plus 700 to win it. So
Sal on the other side, he's coming up also with the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show at 10 o'clock this morning, so stay tuned for that. But we'll get a preview, maybe what he's got to say, some questions of our own. We'll dig into what Bobby Babich had to say about this Bills defense that's starting to come together through the process of OTAs. That and plenty more coming up here on WGR.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scores!
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.